A country's future is found in its natural resources. It is my country's biggest export. It leaves so quickly through our seaports, the girls from my village could never even see it, and they could not know what it looked like. Actually, the future looks like gasoline. I discovered this when I was reading the newspapers in the detention center, and finally I made sense of what had happened to me back home. What had happened was, the oil companies had discovered a huge reserve of the future underneath my village. To be precise, what they discovered was crude oil, which is the future before it has been refined. It is like a dream of the future, really, and like any dream, it ends with a rude awakening. The men came while we were preparing the evening meal, while the blue wood smoke mixed with the thick steam of the cassava pots in the golden evening sun. It happened so quickly that the women had to grab us children and run with us into the jungle. We hid there while we listened to the screams of the men who stayed behind to fight. On the dashboard of Sarah's car, a light went on. "Oh," she said, "we need petrol." Water sprayed up off the rainy road. Sarah turned the car into a service station. We got out. There were no other cars. I listened to the rain beating down on the canopy above the gasoline pumps. Sarah looked at me as she held the gasoline hose. "Do you still want to stay?" she said. I nodded. The gasoline flowing through the pump made a high-pitched sound, as if the screaming of my family was still dissolved in it. The nozzle of the gasoline hose went right inside the fuel tank of Sarah's car, so that the transfer of the fluid was hidden. I still do not know what gasoline truly looks like. If it looks the way it smells on a rainy morning, then I suppose it must flash like the most brilliant happiness, so intense that you would go blind or crazy if you even looked at it. Maybe that is why they do not let us see gasoline. When the filling was finished, Sarah went inside the service station shop to pay. She came out with a large plastic bottle of milk, and we drove back to the house. It was still only 6:30 in the morning.